You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Today's topic will be Sirus, the Issur D'Oraisa of sterilizing or neutering. We're going to talk about human beings. We're going to talk about animals. We're going to talk about men. We're going to talk about women. Obviously, these halachas are very nogei lamaisa if you're a veterinarian or if you have an animal that you want neutered or spayed. We'll see if there'll be a difference regarding if it's what kind of animal and male or female animal. It's also important if a person, obviously, at some point in their life has to go some procedure that involves becoming a sirus, which we'll talk about later. And most importantly, or most halach l'maisa, it will involve the shaila of contraception if a woman or a man wants to take any medication that will prevent them from being able to be molded, from having children. So whether it's a something that we've talked about, a vasectomy in previous discussions, but today we're going to have to talk about what about something like the pill? Is the pill permitted? Is the pill permitted? If there's a male pill, would that be permitted? If there's a female pill, would that be permitted? And these are the shailas that will have to be addressed, Bez Hashem, today, and then continuing probably next week as well. So let's begin with the source in Chumash. The pasuk in Emor tells us, Uma'uch v'chastus v'nasuk v'charus lo sakriv l'Hashem. You're not allowed to bring a karbon that has any of these various blemishes to the genitalia of the animal. And not only that, but look at the next three words, because that's what we're really going to be focusing on. Uva'artzechem lo sa'asu. You should not make this. You should not do this in your lands. Meaning, in your lands, you should not create this situation of an animal that has been injured in his genitalia. What types of injuries are we speaking of in this pasuk? So Rashi deals with each one of these. The pasuk said four items: ma'uch, kasas, nasa, karas, which all have a lashon of either crushing or ripping. But we'll talk about specifically what each one means. Rashi says that these isurim apply the beitzim or begid, either in the testicles or in the actual aver itself. Let's see what they mean. Number one, ma'uch, beitzav ma'uchin biyad. The testicles are crushed. Kasus, ksushim yosimimach. It's even more strongly crushed. Could be because of some kind of accident. Nasuk, note take is to disattach. Tlushim biyad ad shenivsku chutin hat shetluin bahem. They're disattached. Not that the testicles were cut off, like where, you know, where the whole sack was cut off, the scrotum was cut off. No, nesunim heim bekis vakis lo nitlash, but the testicles themselves were somehow yanked and pulled away from whatever they should be attached to. I don't know if that means that the vas deferens was ripped. Avikaris krusim bekliv odem bekis. Again, that's talking with some kind of instrument. Those kinds of animals that have any of these injuries, you're not allowed to bring as a kerba. Okay, unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore these halachas are not nogei l'maisa. However, now this is what we do need to see. Concludes the pasuk, uva'artzechem lo sasu, zokt Rashi. Va'artzechem lo tasu, you should not do davar zeh, you should not do this kind of thing in your lands. Meaning, l'sareis shum behema v'chaya v'afilu tmeya. Even if you have an animal that's not going to be brought on the Mizbeach, you should not do this thing to neuter or to sterilize any behema v'chaya. Note that Rashi says chaya and afil tmeya. That's Rashi's way of saying, even if it can't be brought as a carbon, because you and I know that chayos are not brought on the Mizbeach. Behemas tmeyas are not brought on the Mizbeach. So this has nothing to do with the first half of the pasuk, which is an issur to bring a carbon. Here the Torah is telling us we're not allowed to make such an animal. We're not allowed to do such a procedure to an animal. And Rashi explains, l'kach nemar ba'artzachem. Don't say that it applies only in Eretz Yisrael. Because this is not a chovas hakarka. We know, although the karbanos might only be in Eretz Yisrael, but we know that all other chovas haguf, anything that is not totally on land per se, is a chovas haguf, and therefore chovas haguf applies anywhere in the world, and therefore, as Rashi explains, the pasuk, the last three words of this pasuk, uva artzechem lo sasu, does not mean artzechem meaning Eretz Yisrael. It means artzechem, wherever you may be living, anywhere in the world, you cannot neuter an animal. Now, if any of you wanted to become a veterinarian before today's shir, this is going to make your life very difficult, because from what I understand, veterinarians a hefty chunk, I can't say a majority, but a very hefty chunk of a veterinarian's parnasa comes from neutering and spaying animals. I do have a colleague who taught with me at yeshiva, and his name was Rabbi Dr. Price, and he did become a veterinarian, and he said he was able to do his entire veterinary training. And afterwards, I don't think he worked so much as a veterinarian. He worked as a Rebbe. But he said he was able to always avoid being involved in this maisa that would be an issur d'oraisa to sterilize an animal, which is, again, a big chunk. So if you know of any religious kids, any Jewish children who are interested in veterinary sciences, you have to sit them down and have a very serious conversation about them, that they should realize that they will be in a difficult situation. It is doable. I read an article not so long ago, I think in Mishpacha magazine, about a frum veterinarian who joined a practice. So he took the parts of the practice that were non-sterilizing, and he gave the other, you know, all the sterilizing, you know, cases he gave to his Gentile partners. Okay. That is the source of the Torah. So it's an issur d'oraisa to do the maisa of sterilizing an animal. What happens if you bring it to a guy, a non-Jewish veterinarian, and you ask the non-Jewish veterinarian to sterilize your animal? That we will not speak about this week. We'll get to that hopefully in a week or two. Comes the Sifra and adds a few points. A few interesting points. Zak the Sifra, Ainli Ela Behema. I only know that this issur d'oraisa of sterilization applies to a behema, like one you could bring on as a korban. Chayev of minayin, tam lomer ba'artzachem. Artzachem meaning any animal in your midst, you can't, you're not allowed to sterilize. Next. Ainli Ela Ba'aretz, b'chutz la'aretz minayin. How do I know that even in chutz la'aretz, you're not allowed to sterilize an animal, even if you live in New York? Tam lomer lo sa'asu. It's not a function of the land, it's a function of you. You shouldn't do such a thing. B'chol makom sh'atem. Now we're going to get up to the most important point. The pasuk was talking about animals, korbanos, even non-korbanos, but it didn't mention human beings. Asks the Sifra, minayin ach be'adam, where do we know that there's an issur d'oraisa even to sterilize, that this issur d'oraisa sterilization applies not only to animals, but to human beings as well? Tamud lomar ubachem. Does it say the word bachem in the pasuk? Doesn't really say the word bachem in the pasuk. Not in my Torah. You see the pasuk in front of you? It says ba'artzachem lo sa'asu. So we'll see what that means. But either way, it seems that the Sifra has a phantom limud, where exactly what the limud is unclear. But there's a phantom limud that the Sifra understands that there's an issur d'oraisa not to sterilize animals, but to sterilize human beings as well. Now, we have a very important discussion that we're going to learn a short sugya in the Gemara in Shabbos, in the most unusual of locations. And from this Gemara in Shabbos, we're going to see if it applies to humans, why it applies to humans, if it applies to men, if it applies to women, and what's some exceptions to where there might not be an Isser of Sirus. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud is talking about medications. And it's not talking about halachos, it's an agadita, believe it or not. And in the midst of the agadita, where it tells you the healing process, the therapy for a malady called yarkuna, which one of the translations has it as jaundice, right? Yarkuna, from the word yarok. Yarok, which really doesn't mean, I know you think it means green, but no, yarok ikarti means green. Yarok in Mishnaic Hebrew or in Talmudic Hebrew means something like yellowish. So yarkuna, they translate it as jaundice. It's pretty good, because yellowish tinge of the skin is a jaundice. So maybe that's what it means. Maybe it's something else. But the therapy, says the Gemara in Shabbos Kaf Yud Amud Beis, for Yarkuna is train. Have two of these medicines that we just mentioned above, which we're not going to read, Bishikra, with beer. I guess anything you drink with beer helps. And you know what's going to happen if you do take this medication? Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Me'aker. You will become sterilized thereby. So that's the medicine. You drink, if you have jaundice, you drink these two medicines, which we've just mentioned, and you drink it with beer. And unfortunately, there's a negative side effect, right? Sometimes you take pills, you take medications, and you look at the side effects. Sometimes dizziness is a side effect. Sometimes nausea is a side effect. Well, the Gemara in Shabbos Kafir tells us that the side effect of this medication is sterilization. Now, what was your intent? Your intent was to heal yourself from the jaundice, from the arkuna. What's an unwanted and undesired side effect? The unwanted or the undesired side effect is that there will be sterilization. In fact, the Gemara Umi Shari, are you allowed to cause yourself to be sterilized? Tanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa? Minayin l'tziris ba'adam shehu aser. Where do we see in the Torah that is prohibited to sterilize a human being? Tam lomar va'artzichem lo sasu. Bachem lo sasu. You can't do it in yourselves. Do you remember the word bachem in the Sifra? And we said, what do you mean? That word doesn't appear in the Torah? So where do you see the word bachem in this pasuk? The word bachem doesn't appear. How can you say bachem lo sasu? Don't do it in you. Don't sterilize human beings. It doesn't say that. So Rashi helps us. Rashi says, the Torah says, ba'atzichem lo sa'asu, karibe lo te'asu. You should not be. Not just you should not do, lo sa'asu, which is a lashon of you doing, you shouldn't do this sterilization on an animal, but we could also read the words of the ta'asu to be te'asu, it should not be done to us. Lo te'asu, you should not be sterilized. Ba'atzichem lo sa'asu, you should not be the object of a sterilization process. And that, this sort of a, I don't know if it's a kriuch siv or something like that, but that's the source that human beings cannot be sterilized. So the Gemara asks, how are you allowed to drink this, as Rashi explains, Umishar Lishtas Kosikar, are you allowed to take a drink, that a potion that will sterilize you? After all, the pasuk says you're not allowed to sterilize yourself. The Gemara is going to go through a few answers to this question. How in the world could Chazal give us a medication that has a byproduct of sterilization? We're not allowed to sterilize ourselves. So let's look at answer one. Answer the Gemara, honey mealy, that which you're not allowed to sterilize yourself. Hecha dekam mechavein. Oh, you remember what we said? This was a side effect. This is not a case of a guy who wants to sterilize himself. This is a guy who has jaundice or whatever yarkuna means. And he wants to heal himself. And the way you heal yourself is you take these two medications with beer and you get healed from your jaundice. Oh, by the way, it also sterilizes the person. That's not his kavana. So maybe the Gemara says, when you mechabin to sterilize yourself, that's what's aser. But here in this case, it's just a side effect of the medication for jaundice. It's not something that you are doing, I don't want to say intentionally, of course, you know that it's going to happen, but you're not doing it proactively, you're not doing it with the intent of sterilizing yourself. That's not your goal.
Why should your kavana make a difference? You're doing it.
I was hoping, I see two people asked it. You're both asking the same question. You're asking, isn't this called a?
Psikresha,
of course. There's a psikresha. We know by Shabbos, even if you don't, when I open up the refrigerator door and the light goes on, I don't want to open up the light. I just want to get the orange juice. But the light's going to go on. That's us. That's a psikresha. Yeah, we're going to talk about that right now. That's what we're going to talk about. So for what you're asking is exactly going to be the Gemara's question, why the Gemara is going to reject this suggested answer because of your question. The Gemara is going to ask your question in a little bit more of a convoluted way. Not as directly as you presented it, but that your question that this should still be usher because it happens automatically, it's a psikration, it should still be usher, is what the Gemara is intending to ask, but look at the convoluted way the Gemara asks this question. First of all, the Gemara says, I'll show you that there's nothing wrong with sterilizing indirectly. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, harotze shiyasaris tarnagol. If you have a rooster and you want to sterilize the rooster, you know what you could do? You can't, of course, take a knife, God forbid, and do something to its, to its lower body and sterilize it. Yito karbalto, just remove its, what's the karbalto, that red thing on its head, what do you call that?
The crown.
The crown? Is that what you call it? You know what I mean. The red thingy on his head that makes him...
The comb.
The comb? It's called a comb?
Yeah.
C-O-M-B?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yitol Karbalto. And what happens when he loses that Karbalto, Mustaris Me'elov, he will, you know, end up becoming sterilized there. So that's the... So just like you could do that to a rooster, so too you should be able to... you know, drink this cup as a healing for jaundice, even though you'll end up becoming sterilized. It's indirect, so therefore it should be okay. Rav Ashi says, no, all you did, you didn't really sterilize the rooster thereby. Ramas ruchuhu denakitale. You didn't actually sterilize him. You just took away his gaiva, meaning... This is his male pride, his crown, his comb. That was what made him feel masculine. You took away that masculine, that sense of feeling like a man, of feeling like a masculine. You didn't make him actually sterilized. That doesn't actually sterilize that animal. The only reason why you're allowed to do that is because you just took away his masculinity and he felt inferior. So he's not going to be interested in trying to attract the girls and having children, eggs, whatever you want to call them. Because he lost his masculinity, but not that it's actually an act that sterilizes. But if you would do, watch how I finish the sentence. But if you would do an act of sterilization, even indirectly, it would still be usur, as Rashi now says. Hahu, taking off the crown, lavsi rishu, that doesn't actually sterilize the rooster. Ela ramas rucha nekita le'etarnagola. That's his pride, his glory, his gaiva, his masculinity. You take away his comb or his crown, he just feels all depressed. He feels, he feels a little bit, you know, unable, you know, he feels unattractive. So he's not interested in tashmish. But if it would be an actual act that would sterilize the animal, I feel memela, even if it would be memela. What does memela mean, Rabbi Osai? Even if you did X and it happened memela, that's psikresh, that was your question. It should be usur. So the Gemara says, how could you tell me, that you could drink this medicine for jaundice? After all, it's causing him to be sterilized. The Gemara says, maybe it's because you didn't have kavana. The Gemara says, no. Even if you don't have kavanah, it happens, it still should be asr, because it's a psik resh, like you all asked. Okay, so now we have to find another reason, another source. Why should you be able to drink this medicine for jaundice? Ella says, the Gemara, answer number two, it's talking about a sris. Oh, you know who the Gemara is talking about when it says that you're allowed to drink this drink that makes you sterilized? It's only permitting this medication, this jaundice medication, for somebody who is already a sris, somebody who's already infertile, somebody who's already sterilized for whatever reason. If you have somebody who's infertile, that person who's already infertile anyway, he's allowed to take this jaundice medication, which will further infertilize him because he's fertilized anyway. That's a great answer, right? If this would be the answer, by the way, you know what we would come out with? We'd come up with an interesting kula. Are you allowed to sterilize an animal that's already sterile? Are you allowed to sterilize a human being who's already sterile? I wish I had a doctor here who could help me. What would be a situation where you have somebody who's sterile for whatever reason, and now you want to do another procedure on him to sterilize him again?
I don't know the answer to that question, but I had a friend, unfortunately, didn't make it. He had bladder cancer. They gave him some medication that took away all his testosterone, but that apparently exacerbated his cancer. So if he were at SARS beforehand, which I don't believe he was, there'd be a case.
Okay, yes. Other with cancers, you could have such a case. So let's say they take out, they take away one thing, then they have to do a second stage. Obviously, those shilas aren't really good examples, because when you deal with cancer, it's always going to be pikuach nefesh, so everything's going to be mutter. But barring the, you know, if whatever reason you had somebody who's already a SARS and you wanted to do another act of SARS, maybe it would be mutter. So maybe that's what our Gemara is saying, that the guy who has jaundice, you know which person who has jaundice could take the jaundice medication that will end up sterilizing him? If he already sterilized, that's the person who could get rid of his jaundice with this medication. Says the Gemara, No.
What is the jaundice beast, Kunis Nefashis? It obviously means his liver is not working properly.
I hear your Ha'ara. I don't know the answer to your question. You're asking a great question. I don't know the answer. You're saying that if jaundice is itself life-threatening, so how could the Gemara be saying, oh, how could you do take this medication? It has a, it's causing serious. Maybe the Gemara is assuming it wasn't life-threatening. It was just an uncomfortable, type of disease. It just makes you uncomfortable, a little pain, but you can't do these Surin Daraisa. You're saying maybe jaundice could be life-threatening. Could be, I don't know the answer to your question. It's a good point. Okay. Says the Gemara, look at the bullet point over here, right on between 2 and 3. Says the Gemara, no. Even if he would be a stress, you still can't be misar to an act of drinking a potion that would sterilize him. V'amr b'chiyah bar Abba, hakol modim, b'misaris achra misaris shehu chayav. Oh my goodness gracious. The Gemara tells us that not only is it usur to sterilize someone who's already sterile or an animal that's already sterile, but even chayav, your chayav malkos, if you would do it. If somebody would be sterile or would be mesuris, and or an animal is already neutered, and then you neuter him again. Again, I don't know the biology well enough how to do that, but I mean, we'll see. The Gemara says, let's say, for example, his testicles have been disattached, and then after that, you would take a knife and cut off his entire limb, his entire aver. The Gemara says that would be that would mamish be chayav because of siris, even though he's already mesuris. So even though you're not making him sterile, he's already sterile, but you're doing an act of sterilization, even that's also daraisa. So therefore, when are you going to be permitted to drink this medication for jaundice? We said that the fact that it happens, memela, psikresha, is still going to be asa. Even if he would be saris already, it would still be asa. Ella says to the Gemara, maybe we're talking about a zakein. Maybe we're talking about a man who's so old that he's not able to bear children. He's impotent, his zera is not yorah kecheitz, his zera doesn't have the motility, the strength to be molid. Maybe that's the case, that you're, that person, that zakein is the one who's allowed to drink this jaundice medication, even though it will cause sterilization. Says Gemara, that's not reliable either. Because Rabbi Yochanan told us, Rabbi Yochanan said that there was some kind of medication that I took this medication and it gave me, you know, I took Viagra and it made me feel like I was, 15 years old, 20 years old again. That's what the Gemara says. It's possible, Zaken Molin, maybe if the Zaken finds the right medication, finds some kind of medicine that will strengthen him and give him, Koach Gavra again, maybe that would be okay. So you can't ever rely on somebody as a zaken and therefore you can never have children. No, if you get the right medication, maybe a zaken can be molded.
We learned a couple of weeks ago that if we did an act of sterilization inside the abdomen, that would be mutter. So why is a potion any worse than that?
You're asking a great question, doctor. You're asking if the Chazon Ish told us that an act of The Chazon Ish said that an act of sterilization in the abdomen is mutter, so why should a potion be any worse? It's a great question. It's a great kash on the Chazon Ish. I'm sure the Chazon Ish thought of your question.
Here he's doing it himself. Over there, it's a surgeon.
And that shouldn't make a difference. Either way, they're both Jews. What's the difference if you're drinking the...
How do you know the Chazon Ish is masking that Jesus
a lot
to do it to.
I think the lesson of the Chazon Ish was that it's not considered serious if it's not in the area of the genitalia. If it's in the abdomen, it's far removed. Even, you know, we've talked about the vas deferens is a long tube that goes all the way up to the abdomen near the prostate. That's okay, the Chazon Ish said. That's not serious. What do you mean? Why is it not serious? Even drinking a potion is serious. Yeah, you have a very good question, Dr. Jared, and a very, very, very strong question on the Chazon Ish, and I don't know the answer. We have to figure it out. You have to remind me later, doctor, to ask somebody big about this, Shaila. I don't know the answer. Excellent question. Okay, let's leave that question aside because I really don't know the answer. The Gemara concludes The fourth suggestion, you know who is allowed to take this medication for jaundice, even though it will sterilize them? You ready for this, Rabbi Osai? Ella Be'isha. It must be, we're talking about a woman. Let's stop here. This is a $1 million answer. The Gemara says you can't take a medication that will cause sterilization, even if it's the unintended result. The Gemara says, okay, it must be talking about a woman. What does that mean? What is this Gemara telling us? If the Gemara is telling us, if we stop right here, that a woman is allowed to drink a medication that will make her be sterilized. Isn't that what it means? That's what it seems to be saying. If we stop here, the Gemara seems to be saying that a woman can take the pill. You hear what we just got? The Gemara is talking about a jaundice medication that causes you sterilization. How could you do it? There's an Isser. Elamai says the Gemara must be talking about an Isha. Oh, you see that an Isha is permitted to take a medication that would cause her to be sterile. Sounds from this Gemara that a woman is permitted to take a pill. Or
only because of jaundice, but only because she's doing it for something else, not directly.
You're making a gevaldige ha'ara. You're saying that you only see for this Gemara that it's an unintended result of something else. It's a psik resha. But if it would be for the intent to become sterile, you don't necessarily see that that's mutter.
Right.
You're right. But I don't know if we find, are we familiar with any cases that it's mutter to do the thing that's a psik resha? But the item itself, if you do it with the intent to do it, is aser. Psik resha is the same thing as you're doing it. Meaning, if I'm going to drink this medication for jaundice, it's going to definitely, without question, unquestionably, have a secondary result, a side effect. It's as though you're doing that side effect directly, because it's psik resha. It's definitely going to happen. So in Lamdas, I hear you, but practically, I don't know if we would make that chiluk. But you're saying good svar in Lamdas. Okay. It happens to be that the Gemara asks another question, but doesn't fall off this answer. The Gemara says, wait a second, you're telling me that an Isha, she's allowed to take this pill that will sterilize her. Well, what about the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, we don't pass the mic, who says that even women have to have children, that women are also chayav and pruravu. What are you going to say? So the Gemara is going to say some other answers, which we don't have to go into. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who say that women are obligated in having children. We are the women are peturos, of course, from pruravu. And therefore, the conclusion of the Gemara is this answer, the fourth answer, that a woman who's petura from pruravu is not going to have an iser of sirus, at least to drink a pill. We're not saying necessarily that one can take a knife and do something to her body or mutilate a woman's body or remove her ovaries or tie her tubes and do something like that. That far we're not necessarily permitting. But as far as what this Gemara is talking about, which is drinking a medication that will cause sterilization, the Gemara says, Be'isha will be mutter. Wow. So we just came out with something incredible. We just learned a Gemara that said that a medication that sterilizes a man would be an Isser D'oraisa, probably, even if it's unintended. But yeah, to a woman, seems to be mutter. That's the Gemara that we just learned. So with the Gemara that we just learned, we can now go through the, we're going to go through a few Rishonim, and then we're going to see two Seifim in the Shulchan Aruch based on this, the Gemara was a little bit intricate back and forth, but the next, now we're finished going through the Sugya of Shas, now we're going to be able to go through the Poskim and see how this manifests itself halacha l'maisa. Let's see how the Rambam composes the introduction to this Isser of sterilization. Zok the Rambam Yisrei Biyotes Zayin halacha yod. Asur lahafsid evari zera. What a fabulous, in four words, he encapsulated everything. You can't ruin the reproductive organs. Bein ba'adam, bein ba'behema, chaya va'of, right? He's trying to tell you whether it's a kosher animal, not a kosher animal, whether it's a human or an animal. Echad tmeim ve'echad torim, doesn't matter if it's something that's not roi le'mizbech, something that is roi le'mizbech. Bein be'eretz Yisrael, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Oh, what about the fact that the pasuk only said ba'atzechem? Afal pishnemar ba'atzechem la'osasu. Chazal already taught us, mipi ha'shmolam d'shadar z'anoi b'chol makam. It applies everywhere in the world. Fine. And if you do this, v'kol ha'misareis, lokem in ha'torah b'chol makam. If you do an act of sterilization anywhere in the world, you will get malchus. Afilu misareis afra misareis loke. Based on the Gemara that we saw, that even if somebody's already neutered, already sterilized, and you sterilize them a second time, for whatever reason, which again, ask the doctor when they would want to do that, even that would get malchus. Oh.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
There is an important question that we never discussed. We said that doing something physically with a knife to a man gets malchus. We saw that taking medication to sterilize a man is also usur. We saw that giving a medication to a woman that would sterilize a woman is mutter. What we haven't discussed head on is what about using a knife on a woman? In other words, doing some kind of maisa with her reproductive organs in terms of tying her fallopian tubes, removing her ovaries, is that? I'll give you three possibilities. Chayev malchus, asa d'oraisa, but no malchus, or asa d'rabbanan, or mutter, four possibilities. So let's look at the Beis Yosef, who quotes a Torah's Kohanim. Kotzav Rav Abagi with Torah's Kohanim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein hanakevos besirus. That nekevos are not subject to sirus. Does that mean that there's no Isser? Could you look back at the Rambam for a minute? What was the relation of this Rambam? What did the Rambam, how did the Rambam in his very pithy words say that you can't, that you're not allowed to be Masaris?
He said, bring bo Adam, but Ish is an Adam.
What does an Adam mean?
A human.
A human being. If he wanted to say a man, he could very easily said, bein be Ish, bein be Behema. He didn't say Ish. He clearly said Adam, which is clearly an indication that the Rambam assumes that the Isser of not manipulating, but messing up reproductive organs applies both to men and women. Comes this Rabbi Yehuda, this Torah's Kohanim, says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein akivas besirus, Perush Abenu, the Rambam is explaining that that only means chiyuvuhu deleka. When we say that women aren't subject to sirus, that just means they're not going to be chayav malchus if you sterilize them with a knife, by tying their fallopian tubes, or removing their ovaries. Aval yisura ika, but it still might be aser, because he didn't say midelotani mutul esaris hanakevos. So therefore, again, actually, the Rambam says explicitly that women are pata. I cut out that piece of the Rambam. But either way, we come out that women are a little bit more lenient than men. Women have an is or usr midrabanan to do an act of sirus to them with a knife, and to drink is mutter l'chatchila. But to do an act of sirus to a man with a knife would be an isr d'oraisa. Fine. Let us skip the next Gemara Kedushin. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, how we paskin in these Isurim. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, this is what today's Sif. Shulchan Aruch, Simen Hei, Sif Yir Aleph. Also, Lahaf Sidei Vari Hazera. He pretty much quotes the Rambam, practically word for word. You're not allowed to mess up the reproductive organs, Bein Ba'adam, Bein Ba'hema Chai Va'ov, Echad Tumeim, Echad Tahorim, Bein Ba'eres Yisoh, Bein Ba'chutz La'aretz. Okay, so all the things you could do to a man or an animal, kosher, not kosher, Israel, New York, kol ha-misaris lokum in ha-torah b'chol makom, and it gets malchus. Afil misaris achar misaris gets malchus. Okay, now he's going to get into exactly what this means, what kind of activities, what kind of procedures, medical procedures, would be included. Harei, sheba echa v'koras hagid. If one person comes and with a knife and sliced off the person's aver, or the animal saver, ubaacher v'koras es habeitzim onaskan, and somebody else came and and cut off or disattached the testicles. Uba acher v'kas chutei beitzim. Somebody else came and cut the. A third person came and cut the devast deferens. Oshaba echad v'maches hagid, or a situation somebody crushed the gid and somebody else cut it off, and somebody else sliced it. Either way, you have one person after another person after another person. Guess what? Kulam lokim. Even though the latter person only put his knife or put his injury on somebody who was already previously injured, everyone still gets malchus. Kulam lokim afapi shalos siris achron ela besuras. And this applies bein ba'ad, bein ba'adam, bein ba'hema, chayv of. However, and again, this is from the Rambam. I just didn't include this piece in the Rambam, but it was in the Rambam. I just cut it off for to be shorter. Hamisari says Hanakeva passes the Shulchan Aruch bein ba'adam bein b'sha'aminim potur aval oster. To do an act of siris. Again, we're not talking about medication. We're talking about an act of siris to an akeva. That will be not a sedaraisa, that will be potter of al aser. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is taking a side, is taking a position. The position that I just said, that an akeva is not taka a sedaraisa. Now, once you realize, by the way, that the iser of an akeva getting sterilized is only an iser derabanan, there's, of course, much more maneuverability. There's much more room to find kulas if we need to find kulas. I'll give you an example. I'm making this up. This is not lahalacha. But rachmana litzlan, let's say there's a young woman who is mentally incapacitated. And for whatever reason, she's in a place where she could be taken advantage of. And she could be raped by people who are by bad people who would take advantage of such a person. So the community or the family asked the rabbi, could we have this young woman sterilized? There's a tremendous hefsid that could occur if she would be raped, God forbid. So if it would be an issa d'oraisa, the only heter would be if she is at risk for, you know, if there would be some medical risk, some significant medical risk, then we'd be mekel because we'd be matir because it's pikuach nefesh. But there's no pikuach nefesh. You have somebody, again, somebody, let's say, for example, a woman with Down syndrome and she's not able to be put in a safe place and somebody could take advantage of her and rape her and she'd have children. It would be very, very... Maybe a Rav might be able to say, "B'shas hatzorech gadol, b'hefsin meruba." Maybe there might be room. It's only nisadur abanan to sterilize her. One could argue. Maybe. If it would be nisadur, there wouldn't be no room to argue that. I'm not saying that's mutter, but I'm just trying to present the case that why it's meaningful for us to realize that it's only nisadur abanan. That once it's nisadur abanan, there is maneuverability, b'hefsin gadol, b'hefsin meruba, in extraordinary circumstances. To be matir, some isurim derabanan.
Is there pesik reisha derabanans?
I do know.
Yeah, I know.
It happens all the time. Pesik reishas on derabanans happen all the time. The pashtus, or many of you have lights in your refrigerators that are LEDs, that are bepashtus isurim derabanan. And opening the fridge, I don't know if any of you will open a fridge that has an LED light in it, just because it's only Nisad Rabbanan. I forgot. I used to know, actually. I shouldn't have said so quickly. I know. I mean, I know it's in my Shurim on Hilchas Shabbos. Trumas Hadesh is a Trumas Hadesh. Yeah, we're Machmir. We're only Mekel if it's there's a Lomdish to be Mekel if it's a Psik Reisha Delo Nichle on a Rabbanan, and then some are, then there's room to be Mekel. But a psik reisha on an issa derabanan, we're also machmir. So what you're asking is, could you do a psik reisha on the issa derabanan? But it's mutter, but you're talking about the psik reisha taking medicines. We said before explicitly, in the first Gemara that says women could take a medication. The Gemara said explicitly. So you're trying to find the lamdas to be matir, saying the Gemara is already matir straight away. So you don't need to use your lamdas. The Gemara said it's mutter, that a woman could take a pill. a medication to sterilize yourself. I don't want any of you going to the bank with this. Just because we learned the Gemara, that doesn't mean you know what the poskim say. We're going to get to the poskim later. It's not going to be as simple as the Gemara. The Gemara just says, okay, yeah, women could just get sterilized with a medication, no problem. You're going to see the Achronim don't take it so simply. But that's what the Gemara says. But okay, let's see. This point about women, that women are not subject to the Issa D'Oraisa of getting sterilized, the Gra says it's not so pashut. Says the Gra that the issue of women, Torah's Kohanim Sham. You see Taf Chaf Sham? The Torah's Kohanim, the Medrash Halacha says the following. How do we know that women are equally applied to the Issa D'Oraisa of sterilizing? That's the word in the next Pasuk. Rabbi Yaakov Omer? I'm not sure. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan Omer? What's Reish Yud Aleph? Bahem. I'm sorry, Mashchasam Bahem, but ain't had a kevas b'siris. Okay, so we have machlokas in the Torah's Konim where the women are subject to siris. But our Shulchan Aruch said that it's mutter midoraisa, didn't it? Says the Gra, upasa ketana kama. Ella, the ain behem malchus, came in the lo nichlu below tase de lo tasu. Uh-oh. The Gra just said, it's not mutter daraisa and only Issa d'Rabbanan, and therefore you can be make like I just told you. It is Issa d'Oraisa. It is Issa d'Oraisa for a woman. So everything I said about a woman who has mentally incapacitated, maybe b'shas atzor, you can find some kind of kula, that was all incorrect. It's not an Issa d'Rabbanan, which maybe you could find some heter for in extenuating circumstances. The Gra says it's taka Issa d'Oraisa. It's just that it doesn't have malkos. That's what normally patev al aster. Right, the Shulchan Aruch said a woman sterilizing a woman is part of Allah. Normally, that means oh, it's only Asud Rabbanan. Says the Gra, no, it's Asud Araisa. It just doesn't have malkos. I think that's what the Gra is telling us. And therefore, to actively sterilize a woman would indeed be an Issur Mida Araisa with no heterum other than Pikuach Nefesh Sakanas Nefashos. So, if a woman would have, God forbid, cancer of the ovaries, of course you could remove the ovaries. However, if a woman doesn't have cancer of the ovaries, just some extenuating circumstances, there's no heter whatsoever. Even to have some ruba and who knows what, there's no heter if not for medical reasons. Okay. So let's just finish this if, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about medication. I don't know enough biology. Maybe I should have listened better in ninth grade. I never took biology in college. I only took it in high school. If you wanted to do something to a fish, we saw the Rambam said it applies, the Shulchan Aruch said it applies to a behema chayav ha'ov. What about sterilizing a fish? Now, if I remember correctly from ninth grade, fish, again, not mammals. Mammals might be different, but fish lay eggs externally. So I guess we're talking about something to do with the egg laying capacity. I don't remember exactly how fish reproduce, but fascinating. Birkei Yosef, Kasi Birkei Yosef, that field dog in Mosul is saris. Even fish. You're not allowed to be misaris of fish. I mean, if you want to eat a fish, you could clobber it over the head and eat it. That's fine. But if you want to be misaris of fish, you can't do that either. Not just behema chayva of, as the Shulchan Aruch says, but the Birkei Yosef adds even fish. So fascinating. Again, I'm not sure of the biology, but if you do the research, you'll know that even being Messiah's fish would be problematic. Okay, now let's get into the sugya. Until now, the main discussion of the Shulchan Aruch where it was actual sterilizing, manipulating the organs to sterilize them. Now let's focus on that side point that we've been discussing of medication. What we call koshel ikarin, and ikar is an akar. Akara, as you know, is a barren woman, and akar is a barren man. Koshel ikrin is a cup of to make somebody barren, some kind of medicine that would sterilize a person. That's koshel ikar. In English, we call it pills, medications. So here the Rambam tells us a little bit based on what we learned, and you'll see how he develops it. Hamashka ikarn la'adam. If you give a medication to a man to sterilize him, olish arminim, or to other species, to a dog, to a cow, I'm sorry, I should say to a dog, or to an ox, or a sheep, k'deh l'sarso, hareza osir, but ve'ein lo k'nolav. You're not going to get malchus. Why won't you get malchus, Rabosai? If it's osir, and let's assume maybe even osir d'oraisa, why wouldn't you get malchus if you give a kosher ikar to a man or to an animal? If you give a man a pill that will make his zera unfertile, why is that? It's, let's assume it's an osir d'oraisa. Why would that not get malchus?
It's a
lav shebo maisa. What do you mean it doesn't have a maisa? Sure it is. You stuck a pill into his mouth. Maybe it's a grama, maybe it's psik resha. You don't get, even psik resha could be also d'oraisa, you just don't get malchus on it. Okay, fine. Whatever the reason is, you're not going to get malchus on taking a pill, on giving the pill. Isha, and this, the Rambam paskins, like the Shulchan Aruch that we, like the Gemara that we saw, the isha muteres lishtos ikara k'dei l'sarsa ad shelo tele. A woman is permitted to take some kind of medication that would sterilize her. And remember, it's more than just a pill. You know, a pill just makes her sterile for the month, for the week. But here we're talking about taking some kind of medication that would, you know, destroy the ovary. You know, let's say there's some poison to the ovaries. Some kind of poison that poisons the fallopian, I don't know, whatever chemical enzymes are in the fallopian tubes. So, or in the uterus. A woman is allowed to drink such a pill or such a medication that could sterilize her even for life. When do you get malchus? And again, we're not going to talk about this so much. The Rambam continues and says, Harei shekafes ha'adam shasabos ha'kelev. Let's say you tie a man down and you leave his genitalia revealed. And then you sick a dog on him to bite off his genitals. Rahman al-Islam. Oshachas asha asu kreshavcha. Let's say you sit a person in freezing water long enough, or in ice long enough that his extremities freeze and fall off. Or, you know, I remember there was a fellow, where was this? In Brooklyn. I think when I grew up in Brooklyn, who was missing part of his nose. And I think the story was that he was in the war or Siberia, I don't remember. And his extremity, his nose, had literally frozen, literally, and got banged and just cracked off because it had been totally frozen. Rahman al-Islam. So let's say somebody would do that with a person's genitalia. So since it's indirect, you didn't actually manipulate it with your hands to do the act of sterilization, just have you sat them in freezing temperatures, or you sick the dog on them, if you say that properly, then ain't no loke, actually a sorry spiyadel. But between you and me, says the Rama, oh boy, but if you do such a thing, I know he's not going to get malchus because he didn't do it biyadayim, but roila kosabakas madas. Anyone who's that terrible, you know, who's so bad, who do such a thing, definitely give malchus madas, but I can't say you get malchus midaraisa because it wasn't biyad. Okay.
So you could imagine if you would radiate or use some ultrasound lesioning or something of that nature where you don't touch, that might be very similar.
Yes, excellent question. So if you're going to, again, if it's for medical purposes because of cancer, of course, there's no question you do what you got to do. That's pikuach nefesh. But let's say you have some sick doctor, some terribly sick doctor who's a sadist and wants to injure people. And he would apply this kind of radiation on, or he's doing a Nazi doctor who's doing experimentation, and he applies such kind of radiation or without actually manipulating, without using a knife, without any cutting, and he directs some kind of radiation on a male, that would not get malchus. If a Jew would do that, that would not get malchus, but we would definitely beat him up and give him some malchus maridus.
I'm saying even as an elective sterilization procedure that might be viewed more leniently by halacha, not to torture
yes,
the guy.
It definitely is geared more leniently by halacha. It would only be, it would not be malchus. Yes. it would not be Malkus. That doesn't mean it's only a Seder Rabban. It might be Malkus and not a Seder. It might be still a Seder Aisa, but it definitely won't be Malkus because it would not be considered a Yesh B'Maisa. Correct. That's what it seems. That's what the Rambam says. Ad she yasa biyadayim. Eino loka ad she yisoyis biyadayim. Okay. Fine, let's just see what we're going to do today. One second. Okay, we're going to do another 2 minutes. There is a Tosefta. You know, we've been talking about women and women taking being sterilized by drinking a medication. The Tosefta I'm about to show you happens to be the most explicit and the earliest source who says this explicitly. Look what the Tosefta says. The Tosefta in Vama says, "Ha'ish ena rasha l'shtos kol shel ikarim." A man cannot take a medication to sterilize himself. Shlo yolin. V'ha'isha, look how explicit the Tosefta writes. Risha l'shtos kos ikarim shlo teled. A woman is permitted to drink some kind of medication, some kind of potion, so that she will not give birth. That's very explicit. Now, let's take 1 minute to talk about our question, not regarding a woman, but regarding a man. What I want to know is go back to our question that we had a little while ago. You have a man who doesn't want to sterilize himself. He wants to take some other medication. It happens to be, let's say he's a single guy in his 40s or 50s. He doesn't plan on getting married. He could still have children, but he doesn't plan on getting married. Let's say that, maybe he's already has kids, a bunch of kids, and he and his wife decide they don't want to have any children anyway. So could he choose as a contraceptive to take some kind of medication that will mess up his body? Now, he would never do that straight. That would be usur, but for a man to drink a kosher carb. But what happens if he has to take some other medication? And the side effect is that he's going to become sterilized as a side effect of something else. Again, which is the shah that we talked before, and that was the shah of the Gemara. But the Gemara said it was taka usur for a man to do it.
That's actually what happens with many of the prostate treatments where they give feminizing hormone to the man so that the prostate cancer will recede, but it also results in sterility.
Okay. I'm assuming once a person has prostate cancer, that's already going to be in the sugya of pikuach nefesh, right?
Yes and no, but often it's not as aggressive as many other cancers. Depends on the age. Depends on the stage.
So you say if you have an elderly person with a very early prostate cancer, they wouldn't necessarily consider that to be a terminal disease. They wouldn't, you know. Again, I don't want to put numbers on anybody, but let's say you had a 90-year-old guy who has a very early stage prostate cancer. So he might not necessarily be considered to be terminal, you know, that might not be considered a terminal illness. Is that what you're saying? I think you just let it ride.
I think that would be safe, yeah.
Uh-huh. I hear that. So in such a case that you want to treat it anyway with some kind of medication that you're describing, maybe that would, but it would have a side effect of making him sterile.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. .com